Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Mem Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. The Mishnah teaches us Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, any part of the carbon that something else makes that part of the carbon mutter. And when we say it makes it permissible, it means Bein Lo Adam Bein Lo Mizbeach, whether it becomes through that mutter to be put on the Mizbeach, whether it becomes mutter through that act to be eaten, all these cases, that's the type of the part of the carbon that a chayav al mishum pigel, that there's pigel on that pot. Tanarabonin begins the Gemara with a brisa. The brisa says, "V'nazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael." The pasuk is coming to teach us that pigel applies to all parts of a carbon. Or maybe the halacha pigel suggests the brisa would only be applicable to the part that is like shlamim, and because shlamim is where the Torah introduces the parasha pigel, and therefore we will learn only something which is like shlamim, which is a carbon that may be eaten for 2 days and one night. Af kol, so too, the only place where pigel will be applicable is by something that's nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad, to a carbon that could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Hanechal l'yom v'layla, but we have a carbon that may only be eaten, as most carbonus, or may only be eaten for 1 day and one night. Menayin, how do we know that the halachas of pigel will apply there to them as well? Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, "Vim ochel yochel b'saz zavach shlam b'yom ha'shlishi lo yirotz ha'makavos lo yichoshloi pigi yiyah v'nechas nefesh achels m'ben avayna tisa." Mibasar, to teach us, the word mibasar comes to teach us that kol shish yoram nechalim, any carbon that part of the carbon is eaten, there's a halacha, a pigel on that. But that, obviously, would not include an oila, because as we understand, an oila, we know the halacha is that it's kulei kolol. So if that's the case, that an oila is kulei kolol, how do we know that a machsheves pigel by a carbon oila will also disqualify the carbon? Oila, she'en shira in the chalim, oila, which is a carbon that there's no part of the carbon that's eaten, menayin, how do we know that from such a carbon there's also pigel? Tamalaymar, the pasuk doesn't just say mibasar. The pasuk says, the pasuk adds the word bibsar zevach shlamov. From the word zevach, we learn to include a carbon oil. Continues the brisa, nail rabbis oifis. How do we know that a chatis oif and an oil sa'if that are not called a zevach, because they're not slaughtered, as we'll see. There's only malik on them. V'amnachis, or kavim mincha, that also is not something which is slaughtered. How do I know that they too have the halacha pigel? Actually, marba, loich, or shemen, shemetzaira, as we've discussed, when we do this, we'll continue discussing that there's shemen, that's oil that's brought along during the purification process of a mitzvah that's applied to different parts of his body. How do we know that by them as well, the halacha is that there's pigel on them as well? Says the Gemara Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, "V'yunazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael le'ichalas Hashem kotche Hashem magdishim li." Hashem Magdishim Li comes to include all these various other types of kabbonis. Hashem Magdishim Li to come to remember all types of kabbonis. So, of course, the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Now that we've learned that from these extra words, Hashem Hay Magdishim Li, we're able to include all these other types of kabbonis. So now the question obviously becomes, how do we know that? Why do we need the other limudim that we began with, that we began our shiur with today to teach us that there's pigel by them. Why can't we just learn it from the words, why do we need basar, and why do we need zevach? So the Sefer Chayk Nosson answers that indeed, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Hashem Magdishim Li, we can learn that all types of kabbanas are subject to pigel. But we would say that the halacha of karv matirav, halacha that we've learned so many times, that until all the steps of the karban are fulfilled, then and only then does the karban become pigel. But other kabbanas, that's by shlomim, which are kachim kalim, but kabbanas, which are kachim, like oil chatzis for asham, even if you don't have karvu kol matirav, maybe since they are on a higher level of kedusha, they will become pigel earlier. That's why we need that the pasuk b'basim b'zevach, that even kachim are treated like kachim kalim, and they don't become pigel until all of the steps of the carbon are brought. Another answer I saw, that if we only had, that the Chayk Nosson suggests, if we only had the Pasuk Hashem Magdishim Li, we would only add Kabbanis, which are similar to the Karban Shlomim. What makes the Karban Shlomim unique is that we would only, they're eaten by everybody, but a Karban Oila, or Oifis, or Menachas that are only eaten by Kohanim, or Kabbanis that are not eaten at all, maybe we would say are not subject to pigel. That's why by having these extra limudim, it teaches us all types of kabbanas have the halacha of pigel. Says the Gemara, v'asi noiser. Now we learn that the halacha of noiser also applies by all kabbanas. Says the Brice, because we learn gzer shava chila chila mituma. By noiser, the pasuk says v'ochel avoyin of yisa. Because Kodesh Hashem Chilel. By Tumah, the Pasuk says, V'yinozrim l'kotchi b'nei Yisrael v'l'chalu l'shem kotchi. So we see that just like the halacha of Tumah, which we'll discuss more in our shiurim, apply by all kabbanis, so too will the halacha of Noiser apply by all kabbanis. Asi pigel, and then continues the Bryson saying, that once we have that Noiser applies by all kabbanis, we'll know that pigel applies by all kabbanas, because we're going to learn a gzeirah shava of oven benoisa. By noisa, the Torah Kedosh uses the words for oichel of avon of yisa, and by pigel, the pasuk says the nefesh aichels me'avon avon etisa. So we learn from the pasuk that just like the halacha of tumah applies by all kabbanas, then we learn noisa does, and then from noisa we learn that pigel applies by all kabbanis. So ask the Bryce the obvious question. Now that we've been successful understanding that pigel applies by all kabbanis, now that we say that pigel applies by all kabbanis, why did the Torah speak about pigel by shlama specifically? Answers Bryce, that we learn the halacha that we've been focusing on. Just like when we speak about shlomim, there's yeshla matirim, there's something that makes the meat be allowed to eat, and by the owners, and there's something, and the kohanim, and there's something that makes the emrim be allowed to be put on the mizbeach, which is the zrikas hadam. Af kol sheyesh lo matirim bein adam mizbeach. When we have kachim that has this characteristic, that there's something that makes the other part allowed to be eaten, that's where chayav alam shem pigel, that's where there's pigel. The Gemara identifies and explains what we just mean, what we just meant. Ha'ila, when we speak about a carbon ha'ila, dama matas basar l'mizbeach. After this rikas dam, we could put the meat of the carbon on the mizbeach. And at that point, oyo l'kahanim, the halacha is that the or of the carbon, oil of the animal, is given to the kohanim. Oyo l'sa'if, by oil soif, daima matas b'sar al mizbeach. After we do the application of the blood of the oil soif on the mizbeach, that's when the rest of the bird can be put on the mizbeach. By chatas oif, daima matas b'sar al kahanim. After we do the zrika sadam by chatas oif, at that point the meat of the bird may be given to the kohanim. Par nesrafim, sirim and nesrafim, which is the chatas pnimius, damim, matas and murim lekariv. After we do this rik stam on the mizbeach apnimi, then we could put the rest of the animal on the mizbeach achitzin for burning. Or maitzani is a kaimitzvus, but what this excludes, maitzani is a kaimitzvus, levayin v'aktaris, mechus kahanim, mechus kai mashiach, mechus kahanim v'adam, that all these things are not parts of the carbon, that something else made them mutter. Rav Shimon Omer, continues the Braisa, teaches us Rav Shimon, ma shlamim yichodim sheyesh bam al mizbech achitzin. Just like when we speak about the shlamim, the zrik sadam is on the mizbech achitzin v'chayav and alav, and that's the carbon by which the Torah states pigol. Af kol sheyeshnan al mizbech achitzin. Any carbon that the zrik sadam is done on the mizbech achitzin, that's where chayav and alav mishum pigol. Yotzu, this comes to exclude parim nesrafim, the sirim nesrafim, hayal she'ein al mizbech achitzin kishlamim. Since by them the zrik sadam is not done on the mizbech achitzin, rather the zrik sadam is done on the mizbech apnimi, and that's why ein chayav al mishum pikel. This was a lengthy brisa that we began our shiur with, and now the Gemara delves into this brisa. Amamar, the brisa considered that maybe the only carbon that should be subject to pigel is only shlomim, or something that's kiyotze b'shlomim, something which is similar to shlomim. Ask them, remind you exactly which carbon is similar to shlomim. Says the Gemara Bechor, the nechel shnei yomim v'lai la echad, because both the shlomim is a carbon that's eaten for 2 days and one night, and so too would be the halacha by Bechor, that it would be the only other carbon to which pigel is applicable, says the Gemara. How would we learn b'chor, asked the Gemara, from shlomim? B'may osi, how would we get there? Even Mamet Sina, that we would say that we would learn from shlomim, that just like shlomim, which is a carbon, that's nechel shnei yom v'layla echad, there are halachas of pigel. So too will we say b'chor, which is also a carbon, that's nechel shnei yom v'laylech, that's eaten for 2 days and one night, that there is pigel. But says the Gemara Ikla Mifrach, we could ask, ma'al shlomim shein tunin smicha. Carbon shlomim, you have to have smicha, you have to bring the sochim, and you have to do tunus fas chazuvishayk. But all these halachas do not apply by b'char. And since they don't apply by b'char, maybe the halacha, a pigel, also doesn't apply by b'char. Says the Gemara, the way we would learn it is Ella, because the pasuk says by shlomim, im he'achal ye'achal b'psa'a zavach shlomav v'yoyim hashlishi lo yirotza hamak v'yisar lo yichosh lo pigel yiyya v'nefesh ha'chels min v'navayin ha'tisav ha'achal ye'achal is going to be considered a klal. The word shlomav is going to be a prat, and we're going to learn this pasuk as a klal uprat uklal, and we'll say ma prat. And we know that when we have a limit of klal prat or klal einat adon el ka'ena prat, anything that's similar to the prat, anything that's similar to the detail, ma prat dova hanechel shnei yom v'loy lachad, the prat is something that's a carbon that's eaten for 2 days or one night, we'll extrapolate from there that any carbon hanechel shnei yom v'loy lachad has the din of pigel, which will be b'char. But ask the Gemara, when you learn a prat, or klal, the way a klal, a prat, a klal is stated in the Torah, is you have a klal, and then you have a prat, and then you have a klal. But here, asked the Gemara, Hani trei klali the smicha adodin nenu. The two klals are right next to each other. And therefore, asked the Gemara, how could this be learned as a klal, a prat, a klal? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kre Amri b'marava. This was addressed in Etz Yisrael, that says, Komakum shatamayt shnei klalos hasmucha zelazah. When the two words of ha'achol ya'achol are next to each other, and that will prevent us from learning klal prat to klal. What the halacha tells us is hatel prat b'neim, modify the pasuk as if the prat is stated between the two klals, V'darim b'klal prat klal, and teach it and learn it as a klal prat klal. And the Braisa continued that one after another, at sheni marba loy shemesh l'metzayra, that even the loy shemesh l'metzayra is also subject to Hilchus Pigel. Says the Gemara Hamani, who is the opinion that says that even the loy shemesh l'metzayra is included in a Pigel? Says the Gemara Mehi, the Tanya, loy shemesh l'metzayra, when it comes together with the carbon asham, chayav alam mishum pigel de Rameya. Rameya's opinion is that it's going to be subject to pigel. Ask the Gemara, but let's continue the brisa. Ema seifa mitzvah nimichas nesach v'adam aslan rabbanan. That's following the opinion of the rabbanan that hold that there is no pigel by nimichas nesachim, as the brisa teaches us the Tanya nischei behem chayav alav mishum pigel neishadam azavach. Matiram, the Likarev, you can't bring the Nesachim to the Mizbeach until you did the Zrikas Adam, Divrei Rameya, and therefore the Nesachim are considered something that have a matter, and since they're considered as if something that has a matter, the subject to Pigel Divrei Rameya, Amalai, to which the Chomim say to Rameya, that isn't necessarily true, because Aloy Adam Mevi Zivcha Chayoyim, a person can bring his karm today, v'nesachim he can at asar yomim, and he can bring the nesachim only 10 days later. Amalan, to which Rameya responds, when I say, says Rameya, that pigel is applicable to nesachim, af ani lo yamarti ela b'ayin yachlim zevach, only with such nesachim that come together with the zevach. And Rashi Masechta Tumura says that even Rameya, everybody agrees that lechatchilah the Nesachim should be brought together with the carbon, and not to be brought later. The Taisus in Sechta Rosh Hashanah disagrees, and he says there's a difference between carbon yachid, there the halacha is that you don't have to bring necessarily the Nesachim together with the carbon, versus a carbon tzibur, that there the Nesachim should be brought together with the carbon. And Taisus explains, because the halacha is that a carbon tzibur requires shira. And the only way we could say shira, the halacha is, ein oimrim shira el alayayin. We say shira when there's wine, just like a yontif when we sing alayayin. So if you're going to bring the carbon today, and the nesachim will only be brought much later, you're going to lose out on the opportunity to say shira. The Rambam seems not to differentiate between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur, and that by both of them could be brought even later. There are others that say the Rambam agrees to at least to what Taisus says, that by carbon tzibur, the nesachim should be brought lechatchila together. The Shita quotes a question that the Gemara Masechta Erchin Dafyur Aleph Amr Aleph says that the halacha is that a carbon without shira is disqualified. So if we're learning now that the carbon will be brought without the shira, if we're not bringing in the nesachim until later, so shouldn't that disqualify the carbon altogether? So the Shita quotes a Rosh that says, when is the halacha that if a carbon was brought without shira, it disqualifies the carbon? That's only in a case where the shira could have been sung. But when we have a carbon where the shira cannot have been sung because the nesachim were not brought along with it, then there's no problem that there's missing shira. In other words, the shira is essential in a case where shira is possible. But in a place where shira is not possible because we didn't bring the nesachim along, then it's not a disqualification that there was no shira. So now the Gemara says that Rameya agrees that only the Arim Nesachim can become pigel is if the Nesachim were brought together with the carbon. But if the Nesachim were not brought with the carbon, then even he would agree they're not subject to pigel. And what is the basis of the Machloikas between Rameya and the Chamim? So the Brisker Rav explains that the Machlokes is over 2 points. Ramea's opinion is that the carbon is, and the Nesachim are considered one. And since the carbon and the Nesachim are considered one, that makes the carbon a matter for the Nesachim. The Chachamim disagree that when could something be considered a matter? Only when they're connected. But here, they're obviously not that connected. The proof being that you don't have to bring the Nesachim if you don't want to immediately. Since they're not considered that connected, that's why, says Rameyer, that's why I say to Chachamim, the carbon is not considered a matter for the Nesachim. Amar Rav Yosef, so we have a problem with this Braisa, where the Reisha represents the opinion of Rameya, and the Sefer, as the Gemara, represents the opinion of, and the Sefer represents the opinion of the Chachamim. Amar Rav Yosef, which Rav Yosef explains, Hamani, whose opinion is this Braisa? Rebihi. Damar, Loik Shem Shemetzaira, Matanais of Sharalei. When we apply the shemen inside the base of Migdash, that makes that the loig is no longer subject to Mila. Umidamata Isov Sharle. So we see that the loig shemen is something that's subject to a matir. What is the matter of the loig shemen? The matter of the loig shemen is the shemen that's put in the base of Migdash. And since we have now established that we have a matter, so now we could also say the matanois of faglile, that's why it's subject to Hilchus Pigel. The Tanya and the Braisa, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa to back this up. Until we do Zrikas Adam of the Osham, there's Mi'ila on the Loik Shem Tzara. Nizrik Adam, but once there's Zrikas Adam, Loi Nemen, we should not have Hanor from it Midrabonon until all of the avoid this with the loy shemen took place. The loy me'alim, but midaraisa does no me'ila. But says the Gemara, Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer, me'alim at shita mitanaisov. The shemen is subject to me'ila until the oil is applied in the base of Migdash. The shemen, and everybody agrees, she'osu b'achila, that you may not eat the oil, you may not consume that oil at shita matan sheva until you do the seven applications in the base of Migdash, or matan behind us, and you put the shemen on the right ear and right thumb and right toe of the mitzvah. So we see that according to Rebbe, the shemen has a matir. What is the matter of the shemen? The matonis, in the mizbeach, says the Gemara, Amru kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So this answer that was just offered, that this braisa represents the opinion of Rameya. The halacha was mentioned. This halacha was mentioned to Rameya. Was mentioned to Rav Yirmiya Amar, and he said, "Gavur Rabbi Rav Yosef Lemeka Milsa." Is it possible that such a great person like Rav Yosef, will say that that's the halacha? Hare loig mitzvah fneatzmai. The loig shemah that the mitzvah brings is not considered connected to the Asham, it's an independent. The Kul Alma, and therefore in that case, where the Loik Shem was not brought together with the Karban Asham, everybody will indeed agree that Matanois of Sharlei, that what is the matter of the Shemen when we put the oil in the Beis HaMikdash? Lamefaglalei, and still it would not be subject to Pigel. Why not? The Tanya Loik Shem Shematzara, Chayav Malav Mishem Pigel, Mei Shadam Matira, Rameya's opinion is, as we've been learning, that the loik shemen is subject to pigel because the dam of the carbon asham allows that the oil should be put on the body of the mitzayra. Amalei Rameya, you could bring the loik today, and you could bring the carbon asham today, and the loik mitzayra many days later, and many days later, that's why the halacha is that it's not connected. Amalhem, to which Rameya responded, indeed, as we explained earlier, even Rameya that says that the loig shemen is subject to pigel, it's only in a case where they're brought together. But what do we see from this? The entire brisa is going back and forth if the matter of the loig shemen is the carbon asham, but never was the consideration that the loig shemen itself should be the matter for the rest of the shemen. So we're back to where we started. How do we understand this brisa? That on one hand it says the loig shemen is subject to mila, and then the brisa says the nesachim are not subject to mila, which seems to be a combination of Rameya and the Rabbanan's opinion. Elam Rabbi Yemiel Olam Rameyhi. The brisa is representing the opinion of Rameya. For some of the kind of nesachim, we're going to have to eliminate the nesachim from the brisa, because nesachim, according to Rameya, should be subject if they're brought together with the carbon to pigle, and the brisa says they're not. Abaya says loilim loitis me. The Abaya, of course, finds it difficult to accept that we should change the words of a brisa, and there's a vatana like this: loik habam and asham. When the shemen is brought together with the asham, then it's subject to pigle, which is the opinion of Rameya. And so too, says Rabbaya, the Bryce is teaching us, who are the nesachim habayim zavach, that when the nesachim are brought together with the carbon, they're subject to pigle. V'adotani, and then the Bryce went on to say that nesachim habayim b'fnei atzmam, when the nesachim are brought by themselves, so even Ramey will agree that they're not subject to pigle, because they're not being brought together, and that will be the din. The same thing will be by the loig that's brought by itself, that it's not subject to pigle. We learned further in the Mishnah, the chatas ha'oif, damim matiris b'sar l'kanim. The application of the dam of the chatas ha'oif makes that the kohanim should be allowed to eat that basar. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that the basar of a carbon chatas ha'oif may be eaten? As we've learned many times, the way a bird is killed when it's kachim is through malika, where the back of the neck is pierced with the fingernail of the kohen. And the halacha is that that if we were to shecht a bird for our own consumption that way, it would be a nevela. And the Gemara's question now is maybe that's what the Torah tells us is the way to kill the bird of Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, but who says that you're allowed to consume that bird? It might be considered a nevela. Says the Gemara, the Tani Levi, the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Zayilach HaMekadei Kachim and Eish Kol Kabonam L'chol Menchaisim L'chol Chatosam L'chol Hashem HaShiyu Shivali Kodesh Kadoshim L'chol Ulvanecha Kol Kabonam comes the Rabbi Shet like Shem Shemitzara, that you could eat after all the avoida that we've been identifying has to be done with the like Shem Shemitzara. The leftover oil goes to the Kohanim. Salkadaita Chamina. Because we would think, Mina Eish Kasrachmana. The Pasuk says, Mina Eish. Only a carbon that's put on the Mizbeach, that's the kind of carbon that may be that the leftovers, that it's part given to the Kohanim. However, the loig shemesh mitzayra, which is not ever put on the mizbeach for burning, high lav moisim and eshu, and therefore it should not be allowed to be, it's not given to the Kohanim, kamash malon. The chom and chasam, the rabbis michas ha'aymer, michas kanaz. Michas ha'aymer is, we know, the carbon mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that from then on we're allowed to eat the chadash. And michas kanaz is the carbon mincha that's brought by a soita. Sakadat chamina, because we would think, v'achla yisam ha-shekupa behem. The Torah says, when do Kohanim get to eat from the carbon? When the carbon was brought for kapara. Hai mechas ha'imer, but as we just said, the purpose of bringing the carbon mechas ha'imer was lahata asya. It's there to allow us to eat the chadash. And the mechas kanas is brought, levara oven kasya. The purpose of bringing that carbon is to determine if this woman is innocent or guilty. And therefore, maybe by them, there's no halacha that the Kohanim get to eat. Kamashmalon. L'chal chatasam, the rabbis chatas oif. It's coming to teach us that the Kohanim get to eat the meat of the chatas oif. What's the discussion? Kosal kadat chamina, as we said a moment ago, nevelihi. If you were to shecht a bird that way for private consumption, it's considered a nevela. And therefore, I would think that that's what we have to do, but we're not allowed to eat it, kamash malam. And the way the Achroinim explained this Gemara, there's a discussion, what does Malika mean? Does Malika mean that just like when we eat regular meat or birds, shechita is required, Malika does the same by a bird when it's a carbon? Or is the way to understand it that Malika is not an acceptable shechita? But the halacha is that since that's the way the Torah tells us to kill the bird that's going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why by Malika you're going to be allowed to eat it. Which really is the basis of a very, very fundamental question, actually a machlokes rishonim. And that is, when you're allowed to eat something because the halacha tells you to eat it, but it's really under normal circumstances not kosher, will that be metamtem asalev? We know that macholos asuris are metamtem asalev. Somebody who eats macholos asuris sort of negatively affects his ruchnius. So when was that said? What happened if somebody ate something that is not kosher, but he was allowed to eat it? The best example I could give is if somebody had to eat something not kosher because he's not well, and the only medicine that's available is something that's not kosher, and it's a situation where he's allowed to take that non-kosher medicine. What will be the halacha? Will the halacha be that since you were allowed to eat it, it's not metantan lev, it's not also to be eaten? Or do we say, the fact is it's not kosher, and the fact is that it's not kosher, that means that it's metantan lev, because it's a physical reality. The only thing is that you're allowed to eat it, but it still will be metantan lev. So this is a machlokes Rambam and Ramban, and really it's much more fundamental than just that. They seem to agree there are two types of situations of a food that you're not allowed to eat. There's sometimes a food that's not kosher because the food is inherently not kosher. Or the other issue is that the food is kosher, but for example, it's Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know we're not allowed to eat. So it seems that everybody agrees that the food that's only us because of the day, because it's Yom Kippur, would not be metamtam liba shel adam. But there's a machlokes of food which is inherently non-kosher and may be eaten. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to be teaching us that we aren't to understand that the Malika means that the animal is a nevela, but it may be eaten. But the Gemara is teaching us, because then maybe you should avoid eating it, because it's still a nevela, and it will still be matamtam liba shel adam. Rather, the way to understand the Gemara is, what the Gemara means to say is that if it's Torah says to do Malika, then it's not subject to, it's not going to be subject to the halachas of it's not non-kosher, and it won't be metamtam liba shel adam. L'chol Hashem l'rabbis Oshem v'nozim v'Hashem mitzayra. It comes to teach us that the Oshem Nozir and the Oshem mitzayra, also the leftovers may be eaten to the Kohen. Because Sakadat Chemina, we might have thought that the purpose of these common Oshem, l'hachshikasa, they're coming to tell us that the Oshem Nozir says that if somebody was a Nozir and became Tomei, and he has, so he forfeits the days that he kept, and he starts again. But first he has to bring an Oshem Nozir. So we would think that the whole purpose of this carbon is only that it could start again, and therefore, and the Oshem Tzaira is part of the purification process. So we think only such carbonus, only carbonus which affect kapara, do the carbon get to eat, not from these. Kamashmalan. Ash Mitzayra asked the Gemara, the Padik Sebei. The Pasuk says, by carbon Ash Mitzayra, Kikchatz Ashim Ula Kayin. So the Torah is very clear that the Kayin gets to eat from the Ashim Mitzayra. Ella, says the Gemara, the way to amend the Braisa is La Rabbis Ashim Mitzayra. Kasham and Hashem Nazir Kasham Mitzayra. So just like the Torah says that the Kohen gets to eat from the Hashem Mitzayra, so too is the Halacha of Hashem Nazir. Continues the Braisa, Yeshivu Zagezel Ager. The Halacha is that if somebody denies that he owes money, swear falsely that he denies that he owes money, and then the person who he denied to passed away, so the money is given to his Yarshim. But let's say you have a ger, and we know that Allah is geshen is gai kikotin shenoy l'dami. So ger is the only member of the Jewish people who may not have any relatives. The Allah is that is given to the kohanim. L'chahu, and the Torah teaches us to what degree does it belong to the kohanim, is the she'chah yehei v'fil kadosh b'yis isha, that the kohen can even use it to be mekadosh ha'isha. Because as the Rishonim explained, there's two ways of understanding this Gemara. The simple way of understanding the Gemara is that there's a special limud that the money is completely considered. The money is considered completely the property of the Kohen. The other explanation I saw is that maybe we would think that it could only be used for the Kohen's achila, kamash malon, that it could be used for any purpose. Or that this is a special halacha that was said by Gezel Hager. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Mishim, Rabbi Yossi, Pigel b'dava anas b'chutz. If somebody had a machshavas pigel, if somebody had a machshavas pigel chutz l'zmanoi, by something that was done b'chutz in the Azara, pigel. However, b'dava anas b'fnim, if he had that machshava and regarding something that's going to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has that machshava regarding the carbon on that, loy pigel, it doesn't become pigel. And the Bryce explains itself. Keitzad. If somebody was standing in the Azorah, and he said, I'm going to do Azorah Stam tomorrow in the Beis HaMikdash, loy pigel. The carbon doesn't become pigel. You have a machshava outside in the Azara regarding something that's going to be done inside, that's not going to be pigel. Furthermore, if the kohen was standing inside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm doing hazoy inside as I'm supposed to be doing, I'm nas lahakti murim lushpoy cheshraim lamacher, with the intention to do avoidance that was supposed to be done today, tomorrow, loy pigel. Shizu machshava b'fnim, b'dava nas b'chutz. This is a machshava that took place in the Beis HaMikdash regarding something that's born outside in the Azara, and therefore won't be pigel. However, aval ayam b'chutz, he's standing outside in the Azara. V'amar, hareini shaychet, lishbech shirayim l'macher, or lahakte marim l'macher. With that, he's standing in the Azara, and he's thinking about things that are done in the Azara, then it will be pigel. Why? Because this is machshav b'chutz, but davar nas b'chutz. Amar Rav Shimon Levi Maikra, where do we see this, says the Gemara? The Pasuk says, by the parakai Mashiach, a carbon that we spoke about often, that the Torah teaches us that if the Kohen Gadol made a mistake and did an Avera, for which a regular Jew would bring a Kohen Mechatas, but he is the Parakai Mashiach, he's the Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol through being anointed with the Shemana Mishka. Tayag Doshe says, in my Kohen Mashiach yechdel ashmas ha'am, v'yikr v'achatos ha'shechot ha'par ben boker tamim l'ashem l'chatas, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, k'eshi yurim misha zavach shlomim, v'yikta Kohen ha'mizbach ha'oyla. And the question, of course, is asked the Braisa, what are we learning when we speak about the Parakai Mashiach, which is one of the Kabbonis that's done in the Beis HaMikdash? What are we learning from the Kabbon Shlomim, which is done in the Azara? Al makish parakai mashiach l'shoa zavach shlomim. Ma shoa zavach shlomim ad shei machshavoysa mizbeach chitzin. When we speak about carbon shlomim, it's a carbon that's done completely in the azara. Af parakai mashiach, even when we speak about the parakai mashiach, it's only considered pigel ad shei machshavoysa or maisa mizbeach chitzin. It only becomes pigel regarding something that's done completely outside in the Azara. But if it's something that's not being done outside in the Azara, it would become pigel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rav Elazar, Shammah, Rav Yossi. The Halacha is like Rav Elazar that said what he said in the name of Rav Yossi. To which the Gemara comments, Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchos L'Mashicha. Why are you telling me this? That the Halacha is that this way, it's not relevant, Bizman Azeh, that unfortunately, that there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Mitzvah Eisen asks, according to this, according to the Manda Omer that we're going to learn on Daf Samach Beis, that there is an opinion that says that we bring Kabbonis Afilu Bizman Azeh when there is no Beis HaMikdash, then this will be relevant. Says the Mitzvah Eisen that Gemara that says that we bring Kabbonis when there's no Beis HaMikdash is only regarding the Ketoris. But here we're not talking about Ketoris, here we're talking about Kabbonis. But he asks that there's an opinion that says that Makrivim Bezman Azeh is speaking regarding Kabbonis as well. So how do we understand when the Gemara says Hilchos L'Mashicha? Says the Brisker Rav that even if we'll say that there is an opinion that we bring Kabbonis Bezman Azeh, there is no one that will hold that we bring Kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're speaking about Kabbonis that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. There is, and that's one point. Number two, we're speaking about Parakai Mashiach, which is not possible because we don't have the Shemana Mishcha and we're all Tomei. And that's why when the Gemara asks Hilchos L'Mashicha, this is a carbon that certainly cannot be brought with Zman Azeh. And therefore, since it's not a carbon that can be brought with Zman Azeh, the Gemara's question is most appropriate of Hilchos L'Mashicha. Amal Abaye El Mata says, Abaye, if you're going to take that approach, then Kol Shechitus Kachim Lo Lisni, that we shouldn't be learning, as the Gemara, our Masechta. Our whole Masechta that we're learning becomes irrelevant. Because Hilchos L'Mashicha, we unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Ella, what's the point? Droish v'kabel schar. Even when we learn something, we're going to get schar for learning it. So of course the Mefarshim ask, that we know it says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu kavodim hamsham shum sarav amnas l'kabel pras. Ella kavod kavodim hamsham shum sarav shloim l'kabel pras. So why are we saying droish v'kabel schar? So the Karen Oimer explains that Drosh V'Kabel Schar does not mean that we're learning in order to get Schar. A Jew is not supposed to learn for Schar, but rather Drosh. What the Gemara means to say is learn. What's going to happen as a result of your learning is that you will get Schar, but not that the Gemara Chas V'Shal means to tell us that we should learn on the point for the purpose of getting Schar. That's why Hechanami Drosh V'Kabel Schar, learn. The Chasam Sofer takes this a step further. He says that the pshat of Drosh V'Kabel Schar is that, for example, there are parshas in the Torah of Amalek. Says the Chasam Sofer, there won't be any Amalek in Mitzvah Shem, Meher B'Yameinu, when Mashiach comes. But every word of Torah that we learn, every word of Torah that we learn makes us into a better person. And therefore, even if it's something that isn't relevant, Bizman Azeh, the halacha is Droish V'Kabel Schar, we're going to get Schar for it, even in a world where it's not relevant, because it'll help us be better people. And therefore, Droish V'Kabel Schar. Another pshat that I saw in the Sefer Be'er Sheva is that we know that kol oisik b'torah is carbon, the kilo hikrov carbon. That anybody who learns about a carbon, the halacha considers him like he brought the carbon. Since the halacha considers such individual like he brought a carbon, that's why it's roish v'kal b'schar, because you're going to have the schar as if you brought a carbon. Says the Gemara, kamin halach. My question wasn't why we're learning. Of course, we're supposed to learn everything. The question is, why did you say hilchasa? Why are you saying hilchasa? It's not when something that's not regard what's not relevant. Bizman hazeh, says the Gemara, lishnachrina. And as the Chavetz Chaim explains in the Likutei Halachos, there's no question that we're supposed to learn kachim. We're supposed to learn kachim. He says that to know what to do when Mashiach comes, we're supposed to learn kachim because it's like we brought a kabbalas. Just in all the masechtas, when we learn, we're supposed to learn to come to the halach lemaisa. Here, that's why is that? Lishnachrina, amalei. Rabbi Yosef asked about halach kamina. My question was that, like we just said, that why did you say halacha? And as the Achrayim explained the difference between the two lashonos, according to the first lashon, what was the need to tell us what will be the halacha when Mashiach comes? And the second version, the question is that it seems that you think that it's relevant b'zman hazeh. And to that, the question was, where is it relevant b'zman hazeh? But never was there a question, and never should there be a question, that we should learn kachim. Of course we're supposed to learn kachim, and as we've been saying, that whoever learns kachim is like bringing a carbon. That was never a question that the Gemara would entertain, is not something that we should be doing with Manazah.